All right, Don, we're ready to go. Ben Kaltseth has grabbed the bat and into the batter's box facing the left-hander Mergen, and Brad delivers a strike in 0-1. It'll be Kaltseth, Rambo, and Rambo here in the first against lefty Brad Mergen as delivers, and Kaltseth drives that down the right field line foul, and the count 0-2. You're listening to KASM Albany, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2 and 107.7 FM. The 0-2, Kaltseth will follow it up, and the count remains 0-2. Don, we're joined by celebrities in the press box. Mary Heinen is our official scorekeeper today, and Tom Elliott from the St. Paul Times with us here, too, today. So, got a full box. Here's a tapper back to Brad Mergen on the mound. He'll flip it to net at first, and a 1-3 put out. Again, listeners out there, if you are listening to our game today from near or far, I encourage you to send me a text at 320-248-1602. Like to hear from you. We did last night, Don. I mean, we had a text message from San Diego, from Minneapolis, from Lionel Lakes, from Roscoe last night as Rambo grounds to short. Up with it there is Perea across the diamond and 6-3 on the foot out of Jake Rambo.
I also had a text from my brother-in-law, Tim, and sister-in-law, Cindy. They were cooking brats and having a beverage out on their patio or deck, wherever they were, and I didn't get the message until the game was over, so I didn't get a chance to mention them on the radio. So.
Yeah, I actually got a text from Ashley Beyer, wife of Nathan Beyer, was home taking care of, I think, their five-day-old daughter. And here's a strike called to Scott Rambo at 0-1. But I heard later Nathan's mom told me I made Ashley cry because it was so cool to hear us talk about Nathan and the baby on the air. So,
well, that's good.
Yep, that is cool. Strike two and 0-2 the count to Scott Rambo. I didn't mean to make Ashley cry, but we know how that works. There's a lot of emotions when you have a baby and everything.
You have that effect on
cool.
People, though, right?
I do. One ball, two strikes, the count to Rambo, and Mergen delivers outside and 2-2. No score if you're just joining us. Top of the first inning. We have three games for you today. Should be a lot of fun, these elimination games. As the pitch is a little bit high for a ball and 3-2. I think Scott Rambo was walking back to the dugout already.
I was a little confused myself. The umpire, the catcher, the pitcher, and the hitter didn't know what was going on.
3-2 the count, a little buzzing in the stands as Rambo breaks his bat and a one-hopper to two-hopper to second up with it and the throw to first by Joel Klein for the 4-3 putout, and that'll do it for the Twins in the first. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on, half an inning. It's New London Spice or nothing. Farman coming to bat. We've got more baseball in a minute here on KAS.
All right, back at Painesville Baseball Park.
Patrick Courtney going through his warm-up tosses right now. Going to face Mitchell Thielen, Taylor Ferre, and Brad Mergen here in the first inning.
Which game did Patrick Courtney throw in? Was that against that was the first game?
Patrick, let's see here, because Ben Kaltseth threw last Sunday.
Yeah.
So Patrick pitched the first game for the Twins. Actually, Twins had three games.
Yes, they did.
So Patrick would have, I think he actually pitched game number two.
That's the St. Martin game, the 2-1 they beat.
Right. All right, we're ready to go. Mitchell Thielen in the batter's box as Courtney kicks in, delivers a high and tight pitch. Ball one to Thielen.
That was attention right away on that one, didn't he?
One ball, no strikes. Thielen will take high for ball and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Courtney delivers high and 3-0 now. Three balls, no strikes. Patrick Courtney's pitch and outside ball four.
He did pitch game five on the weekend last weekend against St. Martin.
Four pitch walk. And here comes Taylor Ferre to the plate for the Farming Plains.
Well, we couldn't ask for a better morning for baseball, could we? It's breezy. Air's changed a little bit. Nice, cool breeze.
In on the grass at third is Kaltset. As Ferray takes a strike called 0-1.
Park looks beautiful today. They got everything watered down, cut really, really nice at an angle, and perfect venue for baseball.
Courtney throws to first and Thielen back in. Nathaniel Sawyer, he was the pitcher in game one for New London Spicer. He got the complete game victory over New Munich. That was a 6-2 victory. The count 0-1 to Perret as he'll follow back and out of play in the count 0-2. It is August the 13th, and I got to wish my wife Mary a happy birthday today.
Well, happy birthday, Mary.
Yep. O-2 the count to Perret as Thielen takes his lead at first, held there by Rambo. Patrick Courtney again throws to first and back safely as Thielen. Dale Schrader coaching over at third. Jeff Mergen, we're at first base. Jeff, my next door neighbor right across the road.
Yeah, he is.
County commissioner, former school teacher, and volunteer coach. As a swing and a miss by Perret, strike three.
He was involved with wrestling quite a bit, wasn't
Jeff
he?
Was Jeff, head wrestling coach at Ricori for quite a few years. He was an assistant to Roger Ilias when Ricori won their state baseball championship back in 91, was it? Or 92? I think 91, when Greg Drano was part of that team.
Okay.
Going is Thielen on the pitch to Mergen. Here's the throw to second, not in time, and Thielen slides in safely.
Had a big jump off of Courtney on that one. He did. He was on the run already with his delivery coming to the plate and still made it a close play at second base. Rambo had a good shot down there right on the bag.
Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you here on KASM. Patrick Courtney kicks and delivers. And Mergen will take a strike called 1-1. Just a reminder again, these games are being archived and recorded at KASM. Joe Gill has talked to me, and we'll get a lot of those games up on our website next week. So just have a little patience, and we'll get them there. Here's Mergen, a ground ball to second. Up with it is wiped. And kind of double clutches because Scott Ramble was a little late getting there. But a 4-3 put out of Brad Mergen.
Brad Mergen had kind of a tough game last week, the second game when they played Atwater. He was 0-for-5 with 3 Ks, and they kept him away and away and away last week, and Brad couldn't quite catch up to it on the outside corner, and still ended up the weekend 2-for-9. Greg Klein had a little slight injury last week, didn't he, come out of that game? I believe it was Sunday, wasn't it?
Yeah. A little bit tweaked his knee. First pitch to Craig Klein is high for a ball, 1-0. On that ground ball to second, Mitchell Thielen ends up on third, 90 feet away. No score, bottom of the first inning. Courtney kicks and delivers, and Klein will pop this one up. Foul. And it'll go over the grandstand here. Out of play. One ball, one strike, two outs, and one on. Patrick Courtney. His pace a little bit slower than the pitchers of last night. Yes, both Chris Beyer and Ethan Vogt really work quickly. The pitch a high to Klein and two balls and a strike. Defensively for New London over at the third base, it's Ben Kaltseth at short, Jake Rambo. Second base, Wyatt White at first base, Scott Rambo. Or actually make it Austin Rambo is at first base. Scott's behind the plate. Here's a swing and a miss by Klein, strike two. Two balls, two strikes.
Big sweeping curveball on that one.
Yeah, nice curve. On left field, Mike Danielson. Center, Jake Zamoff. And in right field, Andrew Bangin. Courtney ready. 2-2 the count. His pitch on the way, and Klein will follow it back and out of play. The count stays 2-2.
Dimensions at Painesville Baseball Park here, 320 down the left field line, 362 to the straight center field, 314 down the right field line. Big batter's eye in straight center field. Beautiful scoreboard, brand new scoreboard with the LED video.
Pitcher's high to climb. The count now 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Got one of our biggest fans, A.J. Hadley from El Rosa, is listening out there right now. And, A.J., we plan on archiving all those games. I remember A.J. talking to me last year in Roscoe saying that he went home after playing in Roscoe and listening to the games late into the night or early morning. There's a ground ball to deep short. Jake Ramble has it go off his glove and coming across the score is Keelan with the game's first run. See how the official scorer says they're going to give him a hit.
Oh, I think so. I think Colts at dome for it to his left. He didn't deflect it, though, and it went off the shortstop's glove. It was a tough play. I don't think you would have probably got him at first base at Klein.
So Keelan scores 1-0 Farming in the first. I'll bring Chris Wessler to the plate. Wessler had one of the 3 home runs last weekend.
He did. 2-for-4 against Atwater in that game with a home run, a base on ball, and 1 strikeout. He's having a pretty good region, 3-for-8 with a home run, a base on ball, and a K.
First pitch to Chris Wessler, a ball. Courtney will throw to first and back safely is Klein. Patrick Courtney has that sign from Scotty Ramble behind the plate. Klein will go on the pitch. Here's Rambo's throw. It's right on the mark, and he holds on to the ball. He's out. He is out, and that will do it for the Flames here in the first. No run, or 1 run, 1 hit, no errors, and no one left on base. We played an inning. Farming 1 and New London Spicer nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASN. Top of the second inning, Brad Mergen. First pitch to Austin Rambo, strike called, and 0-1. Austin Rambo lines a single to right center field. There to pick it up is Carlson and back into the infield. And the Twins get their first hit of the day. It'll bring Mike Daniels into the plate.
Didn't try to do much with that fastball on the outside corner. He just kind of went with it, took it to right center field. And good shot. He got a good beat part of the bat on the ball. And kind of what you got to do, Randy, isn't it?
You bet. Rambo putting it in play. Hitting it where it's pitched. Danielson will take high for ball 1-0. Mike Danielson had the other home run in this regional. Last week, a big 2-run blast against St. Martin in the 8th inning that gave New London Spicer that victory over the Martins.
Good hitter, isn't he? Hits the ball hard. Got some power. Tall right-hander.
The pitch to Danielson, the breaking ball from Mergen, and a strike call. 1 ball, 2 strikes now to Mike Danielson.
That's a tough pitch to hit right there.
It's an elimination game with Farming and New London Spicer today. As Danielson rips it to third, Cody Foray grabs the line drive for the out. Nice play by Cody over at third. And 1 out. Boy, right on the nose.
That's pretty much tough luck, isn't it, when you hit the ball that hard? You hit it right at somebody.
3 feet to either side is probably a base hit. Here's a White. He's going to get hit in the backside by a Mergen pitch, and that'll put runners at first and second with an out. Well, that'll just add to this region's total of hit batters.
I think we're at 27 now.
27. We came into the action last night with 25 over last weekend. So 27 hit batters now. We're in game 12. And at the plate, designated hitter Josh Soiney takes the pitch outside of ball, 1-0.
Not sure how many walks there were last night. There wasn't very many.
There was one per team, so 2 walks last night.
And we were averaging 7.
Yeah,
just about 8 walks per game the first 10.
So anyway, I'll take a strike call and 1-1. Ball and a strike. Rambo over at second. At first base, it's White and Soiney. takes a strike on the outside corner in 1-2 now.
Boy, it's a good curveball today, isn't it? Bringing it out from the outside in.
1-2. Mergen looks down to his twin brother, Chad Mergen. And so he'll follow this back and out of play. Count stays 1-2. Lots of family connections when it comes to Stearns County League teams, but New London Spicer, too, with a big family connection in the Rambles. 1-2, Soiny, a little soft ground ball up the middle. The flip to second for one, the relay to first, in time, says the base umpire. A double play, 4-6-3. That'll do it for the Twins here in the second. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. We played 1.5, Farming 1. New London Spicer nothing. More baseball to come in 1 minute. All right, bottom of the second inning. Chris Wessler was at the plate last inning when Craig Klein was cut down trying to steal. Takes the first pitch from Patrick Courtney and kind of an excuse-me swing there as that breaking ball from Courtney fooled him. Wessler fouls this pitch off and the count 0-2 to Chris Wessler. It'll be Wessler, Arnett, and Max Carlson. Hitters here in the second inning for Farming. They hold a 1-0 lead. Courtney's pitch missing high in the count at 1-2. 1-2 the count. Wessler takes a little bit low and 2-2. 2-2. Courtney delivers. Wessler slaps it down the third baseline. Fair ball, says the home plate umpire has been called that throw not in time, and that'll be a hit for Chris Wessler. Boy, Ben Kaltz saying there's no way that that was fair. He said, I touched the ball just about on the grass over at third base, and I would probably agree there with Ben Kaltz.
I think of the same thing where he flagged that ball down. He was way outside on the ball ground.
So Farming gets a base runner here. Wessler on with a hit, and it'll bring Aaron Nett to the plate. And the pitch to Nett. There's a strike called, and 0-1. Well, it's 1-1. Chris Wessler takes his lead at first. And the throw to first back safely is Wessler.
What do you think here, Randy? A little hit and run or sacrifice?
Yeah, I know Aaron's been up, Nett's been up in a number of situations. They don't like bunting him. So, yeah, I would say maybe possible hit and run if the situation presents itself. Now, there's strike two and probably not in this situation.
No.
0-2 the count. Wessler's got a pretty big lead over at first.
He does.
Courtney kicks and delivers, and Nett will take outside a ball, 1-2. Aaron Nett had a great day last week for Farming. The Flames win over Atwater. Had 3 hits in that ball game. 1-2. Patrick Courtney, quick throw to first. Back safely is Wessler. One, two. And the pitch to Nett. Outside of ball in 2-2. Two balls, 2 strikes. Courtney ready again from the set. The right-hander delivers curveball on the inside corner just about hits Nett. I know Aaron kind of flinched a little bit and thought, this maybe could be a strike.
Boy, working the count well with him here is 0-2. Courtney was on full count here right now.
3-2, and Nett will take inside. Ball 4, good at bat for Aaron Nett.
That's a good eye at the plate. 0-2 count and the jaw walk.
Max Carlson, the hitter coming to the plate. Max, a great bunter. Saw Max a lot the last year playing high school baseball for the Albany Huskies, and definitely knows how to put a bunt down, and you'll probably see him try to push it down the first baseline here.
Let's say it's a pretty good idea this time of the game already. You want to hit those runners over in scoring position.
Wessler at second, Arnett at first. Rambo in on the grass over at first. Courtney delivers. Yep, and there goes the bunt by Carlson. Nice bunt. Courtney picks it up. And Carlson bunted it to the third base side. And Courtney made a nice play to get the force on Wessler.
Oh, my. Well, that was a nice play by the pitcher.
Oh, it really was. So Carlson doesn't get the job done. And here comes Cody Foray to the plate.
Kind of surprised you'd want to bunt it down that side.
Right.
You want to get it over to the other side. Give your runner a chance from second to get there.
Cody Foray got a couple of bats last weekend. Here's a little ground ball hit to second. White up with it. He'll go to second for one. The big turn by Nett over at third, and he's going to get picked off at third base, rounding the bag, and that'll do it for Farming here in the second inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. We play two, Farming one in New London Spicer. Nothing. More baseball to come in a minute on KASN. All right, top of the third inning. Jake Damoff will lead it off, followed by Andrew Bangen and Ben Kaltzett. Damoff drills a sharp single to the left center field.
Oh,
Thielen tries to cut it off, and he can't. Damoff's going to go into second base with a stand-up double. Well, that ball, Don, Mitchell Thielen was playing a fairly shallow left field, and that ball had some scoots on it that it just kind of...
It did. It did kind of a skip on the outfield there. Didn't it? I think he took a straight angle at the ball, too, didn't he?
Exactly.
Instead of going back a little bit on it.
Maybe of a little bit of a circular angle
at
it.
I think, yeah.
Damoff gets a leadoff double. That'll bring right fielder Andrew Bangen to the plate. Bangen looks to a bunt and takes the first pitch for a strike in 0-1.
Tough pitch to bunt on that one, wasn't it?
A nasty breaking ball from Morgan.
Yes, it was.
0-1. 1-0 Farming. London Spicer looking for the equalizer. There's a check swing by Bangen. Ruled a strike in. 0-2. The ball, it's two strikes. Damoff leads from second. Morgan's pitch. Outside a ball and 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Another great day for region baseball here in central Minnesota. There's a lot of it going on. Curveball that Bangen tries to time and he misses it. He's out on strikes.
I mean, like, Brad's got that curveball working today, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Using it on the inside, using it on the outside. Just totally tied up Andrew Bangen on that one.
But it looked like Bangen picked up the rotation fairly early that he tried to hit that curveball as it was breaking. Then Kaltzett, a wicked line drive into the sports deck.
I'll tell you, these sports decks are really nice. You see a lot of them popping up all over the league now, but you better be watching the game.
You could at any moment get a line drive back at you. Kaltzett tried to drag a bunt, and it's going to go foul and 0-2 to Ben.
It seems like this close where them sports decks are, the ball is whizzing pretty good if it comes off the bat of a left-hander or right-hander.
The ball, two strikes. Kaltzett deep in the box against Morgan. That back foot on the line. And the pitch. Kaltzett will drive this to right center field. I don't know if anybody's going to get to it. No, they don't. Damoff will go to third. He had to wait to see if it was going to be caught. And then Kaltzett gets himself a single.
That wasn't a lot he could do about that on from second base.
1-0 Farming, if you're just joining us. We're in the top of the third inning. New London Spicer has their best threat of the day. They've got runners at first and third with the meat of their order coming up. Jake Rambo, the number two hitter, 0-for-1 so far today. Brad Mergen trying to work himself out of this jam here in the third, going on the play is Kulchev. Chad Mergen throws back to Brad Mergen on the mound. No attempt made to get Kulchev at all. Now the Twins got runners at second and third with an out. Opportune RBI time for Jake Rambo. And the pitch, a curveball in the outside corner, and the count 1-1. Now, Don, they're going to bring the infield in about halfway. Not all the way
in. No,
not
all the way. That shortstop's going to back off a little bit here.
As Rambo takes a strike on the inside corner in the count 1-2. Mergen moving the ball around. Yes, he is. One ball, two strikes. And here's a ground ball. Glove by the third baseman, Cody Parade. Damoff's going to break. Net scoops, throw to home, not in time. And we're tied at one.
Good heads-up play by banging over at third base over there. Got a good jump on the throw. And I think Aaron didn't expect him the way it looked at first to be going on that, did it?
No, no. So
he didn't get the ball out of his glove too quickly and saved quite a bit.
Cody Parade fielded that over at third, and he one-hopped it to Aaron Ness, so Aaron making sure that he got the out at first.
It was a good play by Aaron, too, you know, to keep the ball in front of you.
Here's a Scott Rambo. Scott's first pitch, low for a ball, 1-0. So Rambo, Jake Rambo, gets an RBI. 1-1 our score here in the third inning. Ben Kulchev, well, he hangs out at second base, doesn't move at all on that last play. And Scott Rambo takes a strike on the outside corner, 1-1. Austin Rambo on deck. More baseball to come after this one today, Richmond and St. Martin. Another elimination game. As Mergen's pitch, missing outside, the count 2-1.
Good pitch, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Just kept moving it away a little bit on Scott Rambo.
I think Brad Mergen knows Scott well enough that he doesn't want to put anything out over that plate.
Make him hit it the opposite field.
A 2-1 fastball. Sneaky fastball there in the count 2-2. Two balls, two strikes.
So with Scott Rambo's power, though, if he picks one on the outside corner, he could just hit it out the other way, too.
To the count, two outs, calls up at second, and Rambo shot down the first baseline, foul. Now, we were talking about pitchers, Don, after the game last night, yet sitting around talking with Randy Shadeberg, and David Orline joined us. David pitched for a number of area amateur teams also in the Cardinals minor league system, but we were talking about Chris Beyer and how well he spotted his pitches last night, and what a heavy ball he throws. You've thrown with guys already, too, that,
I mean,
the ball just seems to keep driving and driving.
To your mitt,
yeah. Chris did a great job of spotting his pitches last night. 3-2 the count now to Rambo, two outs, and that pitch high for Mergen, ball four.
I never knew what that meant either until I pitched a couple of games once for the Rangers when Wayne Schmitz was my catcher. And Wayne would always say, when we get back to the dugout, he said, man, you throw a heavy ball. I said, what do you mean by a heavy ball? I said, well, the ball is the same as anything else. And he said, no. He said, it just seems like when it hits the mitt, it just keeps coming yet. So I guess that's what they mean by it.
Austin Rambo steps into the batter's box with runners at first and second.
Well, Chris Beyer was on his game last night. Quick work and decent both the same. It was a joy to watch.
Mergen's pitching side for a ball in 1-0. And One ball, no strikes. 1-1 our score here in the top of the third. Rambergen's pitch. Rambo rips this one foul down the third baseline and the count 1-1.
Get some pretty good hacks out of Bergen this inning here in the middle of the New London Spicer lineup.
Little different pitcher out of the stretch. Pretty impressed with this Austin Rambo, too. He bats number four in the Twins lineup. There's a curveball from Bergen on the outside corner, 1-2. There was a lot of times last weekend where Rambo would be down in the count, 0-2 or 1-2, and he was just a good stick. He put the ball in play and put it in play where it forced the fielders to make some great plays as Rambo popped this one up. In the infield, Joe Klein shading his eyes a little bit, makes the catch at second for the out, and that'll do it for New London Spicer here in the third. They come up with one run on two hits. There were no farming errors and two men left on base. We played 2.5. It's Farming 1 and New London Spicer 1. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM Albany. Make our way to the bottom of the third inning, and the Farming Flames have Joel Klein coming to the plate, their number 9 hitter, and then Mitchell Thielen and Taylor Ferreira. 1-1 our score, one run, two hits, no errors for Farming. One run, three hits, no errors for New London Spicer. Elimination game. Patrick Courtney on the mound, the right-hander for New London Spicer delivers, and Klein bloops this one down the left field line, and it's going to go foul. And just a long strike for Joel Klein.
Joel is still looking for his first hit here.
You know, the state tournament played in Dassel and Hutchinson, and Randy Shaneberg's been on the phone with the state board as to where the game's going to be played, either Dassel or Hutchinson. And Fred Ropes, the board president or chairman, had told Randy they will not post them until Sunday. So I don't know why they're doing that this year. Klein bounces this one up the middle and through for a base hit.
I don't quite get that either because,
I mean, other years you knew that your team was going to play in Cold Spring or your team was going to play in Watkins. Or
I don't quite understand it, but, you know, like now, too, you know, you got two teams that qualified for state already. I don't want to make your plans early enough to see if you're going to Dassel or Hutchinson. You got fan buses, you got things that you need to get lined up.
Bring Mitchell Thielen to the plate, the leadoff hitter. Walked and scored back in the first.
And granted, it's not that far away, Dassel Hutchinson, probably an hour. Dassel.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, you look at next year, you got Hamburg, Norwood.
Starts getting a little farther.
Hamburg, Norwood, and they got, I think, Green Isle as the third site. And then you're looking at New Prague and Shakopee the following year, so you got Twin Cities then.
We'll have to bring some pup tents. All on the count. Throw to first, climb back safely. Here's Courtney's pitch, and that's going to hit Thielen right on the leg.
Adding to the total.
Adding to the total. There you go. Now 28 hit batters in the tournament. And Taylor Ferreira comes to the plate. We heard there's other baseball action going on today here in central Minnesota. I know in Region 11C, there are some games going on that will probably eliminate some teams today, will actually eliminate some teams. Sacred Heart takes on Luxembourg at 11 this morning, and Raymond takes on St. Augusta at 1:30 over in 11C. At 4 o'clock this afternoon over in Freeport, it's a Nisswa taking on Sobieski. Those are the 1 and 2 seeds. If Sobieski wins, they'll play another one to determine 1 and 2. And then we have the Sartell Muskies in St. Joe today, playing in 1C. Taylor Perret at the plate shows bunt and pulls back. The pitch is high for a ball 1-0.
Team that gets the bye out of this region here will be playing in Hutchinson that second weekend, though, according to the grid here.
To the grid.
Okay. So they already have the second weekend. They have those posted.
Runners at first and second, nobody out for Farming. Patrick Courtney delivers. Taylor Frey picks that one up by his head. The ball goes to the backstop, and the runners are going to move up to second and third.
That's very close to his helmet, wasn't it?
That was. So wild pitch by Courtney. Puts Klein at third. Mitchell Keelan at second. Nobody out here in the third inning. 1-1 our score.
That gets the heart pumping a little bit, doesn't it, Randy?
Yeah, when you feel that breeze up by your face, and that pitch is inside and it hits him. So Courtney's struggling just a little bit with his control. Jamie Skiel going to come out of the dugout here for New London Spicer, and he's already told their draftee from Norway Lake Sunbird to grab a glove, get loose. That's Johnson.
Hey, you got to go after this game, don't you, Randy? Pitcher gets in trouble, you got to get him out of there. This is a game you got to have.
I think one only needs to look at last week when Al Rosa was playing Richmond, and Al Rosa was down 3-0 to Richmond early on.
Yes.
They did not hesitate to pull Austin Hadley and bring in Austin Imdick.
And Imdick shut the door.
Imdick shut the door on Richmond. And that's what you got to do. You can't afford, like you said, Don, to get down by three, four, five.
No. Nope. You know, right here, too, you make that visit out to the mound. Already hit two batters. Now you're going to give them a chance with this left-hander here, which I can probably see in this case right now yet, but you better have somebody ready after this hitter.
I think if you look at the Farming lineup right now, Brad Mergen, who has struggled in this tournament, is a dangerous hitter, though.
He is due.
And Mergen, the check swing, Scotty Rambo going after that ball, has to play it down low.
I don't know if that was a deke or what was it. He turned his back, kind of like he's heading back for the backstop. It's not real deep behind the catcher here.
No.
Comes off that back pretty quick.
1-0 the count to Mergen. Pitch outside from Courtney and 2-0. Two outs, no strikes. The base is loaded for Farming. Nobody out here in the third. Mergen will take a strike on the outside corner and 2-1. Again, our angle, Don, we're not directly behind home plate. We're off to the third base side of home plate as Mergen fouls it to the screen. The count 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Patrick Courtney trying to work out of this jam here in the third inning. Courtney's gone back to the windup, too, now. Probably feels more comfortable out of the windup as he delivers. And Mergen pops this one up in the infield. Infield fly in order. Jake Ramble makes the catch for the out. So a pop-up by Brad Mergen to bring Craig Klein to the plate. One out. Klein, base hit, his first at-bat today. There is a breeze, Don. Where do we got this? Is that more of a west-northwest breeze?
I think it's northwest here, Randy, a little bit.
Pop-up by Klein. That's going to go off the grandstand and 0-1 to Craig.
Pretty much straight north the way according to the flags here, I think. So blowing that straight out the left field.
Well, we got Dennis Cordy listening again in Humboldt and Munster, Saskatchewan, Canada today.
Ooh.
So Dennis has dropped me a text, so thank you, Canada.
Unreal, isn't it?
Yep. Klein swings and misses 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Patrick Courtney's pitch. Klein drives this to left center field. That's going to score a few.
That's going to clear him.
Here comes Klein. Here comes Thielen. Here comes Foray. And Craig Klein's going to go. Oh, he's going to be caught in the hot box now. And the umpire ruled Craig Klein out. He got caught between second and third, trying to advance to third base. So Klein out, but a double that scores three, and Farming leads 4-1.
Hit that one on the screws, didn't they, Randy? Right out there in the left center field and just kept going. I tell you, they had some speed on the bases, didn't they?
They had probably their three fastest guys out there.
Yeah.
So Craig gets a double out on the tag by Jake Rambo, and here's Chris Wessler to the plate. Two outs. Wessler steps out of the box, now back in, and Patrick Courtney delivers inside for ball 1-0.
Another hit batter.
Wessler hit again by a pitch. Third hit batter this inning.
Yeah, I guess I don't quite understand it either here, Randy, right now. You know, he just gave up a three-run double, hit a batter.
And, you know, that's more of now. I think it's in Patrick Courtney's head.
It is.
How do I throw it over without hitting those guys?
Now you're hanging on to it.
Yeah, now you're hanging on to it.
Aiming the ball.
Here's Aaron Nipp at the plate. One on, two outs. Courtney's pitch bouncing up to the plate to Scotty Rambo. Nice stop by Scott. And 1-0 to Nipp.
You can see it on Patrick Courtney right now.
He aimed that one.
Yep. And right where he come through it, it was right in the dirt.
One ball, no strikes. Courtney delivers, and there's a strike call in 1-1. Nipp walking in his first at-bat today. Patrick Courtney sets himself from the stretch, delivers, and Nipp will take outside of ball 2-1. And for those of you that weren't with us initially from the start, Aaron Eink normally bats number 2 in the Farming lineup. He's their third baseman. He's out of this ball game. He was stung by a bee in the eye in batting practice this morning and taken to the hospital. Had a little bit of a reaction to that bee sting. So I have not seen if Eink is back in the dugout or not. But here's Aaron Nipp. It looked like he fouled it off his foot in the batter's box, and yes, he did, as it went fair. And the home plate umpire said, yes, it was off his foot. And the count 2-2 to Aaron Nipp.
Remember years ago, they used to check for shoe polish?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I wonder how much polish is used nowadays,
yeah,
right?
I don't think any.
I don't think. Mary?
I do polish Mary's shoes on some of
that. I think it might be the other way around. No?
Oh.
Wow, gone.
I think she's allergic to it.
Oh. Two outs, two strikes. Wessler leads it first, and Nipp takes a little bit low. And 3-2.
Rambo did not like that.
He was headed to the dugout already. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Three runs in for Farming here in the third. They lead 4-1. Wessler goes, and Nipp will follow it at the plate. The count stays full at 3-2. Crowd still starting to file in. I would say by game number 2 today, we'll have, Don, probably upwards of 550, 600 fans.
Oh, I'd say at least.
And Nipp drills it to short. Jake Rambo down on a couple of knees. Flips to second, and Wessler hustling on the play. Makes it close, but they do get the force. 6-4 in the force, and that'll do it for Farming here in the third. They come up with three runs on just two hits. There were no errors and one left on. We played three innings, Farming 4, and New London Spicer 1. More baseball to come in a minute here on KASM Albany. You're listening to KASM Albany, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2 and 107.7 FM. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. Make our way to the top of the fourth inning. Mike Danielson, Wyatt White, and Josh Soiny, the scheduled hitters for New London Spicer. 4-1 Farming. Brad Mergen on the mound, the stake to a little bit of a lead, and the first pitch to Danielson in 0-1. How does that work for Mergen now, Don? He's got a little bit bigger lead. Does he pitch tougher here? He's a little bit more, open to taking some chances?
I think you kind of stay in your game. He's been pitching very well. He's got the curveball working great. I think you kind of stay within what you've been doing.
0-2 the count to Danielson, and there's strike three as Danielson swings and misses.
He might bump it up just a hair here, and he's got to be a little careful. You don't want to get too over. You got a lot of baseball left here this game, only the fourth inning.
Wyatt White to the plate. Wyatt was hit by a pitch.